This week's Cheshire Soot 106.9 Club of the Week is Bollington Squash Club, which is based at Bollington Health and Leisure. The club offers social and competitive squash and coaching for both adults and juniors, as head coach Chris Ogden explains.
So we've got two squash courts, and our junior squash academy runs sessions for kids aged 4 to 18 and from beginner level all the way up to elite level and regional standards. We've got our kind of social nights, which are where just people come down and play each other and in friendly games and stuff. We've got a box league and squash ladder, where it's a little bit more competitive but still pretty friendly. And then our competitive side is our team squash and league matches, where we compete in the Northwest County squash leagues, and obviously junior squash academies and coaching, one-to-one coaching and adult participation sessions and things like that. Last season, before COVID hit, we were able to get promotion into Division 1, and the Northwest County Squash League is one of the biggest squash leagues in the world. So it's great for like a small little club like Bollington to be sort of punching above its weight in the big leagues. So yeah, it's been a great evening. Tonight's been our first match at home, and we've had quite a good crowd come down and watch and support. So no, it's been great, and I'm really enjoying, looking forward to the season. Most of our team match nights aren't just about coming down and having a game of squash. It is everyone's there having a good night, and we're just about to go for a curry now after the match. So it's a real social occasion where it's not just a sport you play and have a 40-minute run around and go home. It is like a lifetime hobby. It's a great feeling, and it's a hugely enjoyable all-round club sport.
What's coming up for our listeners, if they are listening to this and thinking about getting involved in squash, what's kind of coming up for people that can get involved in squash?
So we tend to run our junior courses in line with the school holidays. So after half term, we'll be running our new set of courses coming up. So yeah, if anyone wanted to get involved, they'd be able to look on the Bollington Health and Leisure website and get my contact details and get in touch, and we can try and get them onto a session with a free taster session to start with, and then if they enjoy it, we can find them a course to book on for that term. We want to try and target as many people as possible, so our Monday nights tend to be our ladies nights, Tuesday nights maybe a little bit of a club night to try and get people in when we're out of season, and yeah, we've got adult participation programs, so if you've never played squash before but you want to kind of a bit of coaching but not one-to-one coaching, we've got loads of adult group sessions that people can get involved with that way, meet loads of new people, so make new friends and hopefully find a new sport.
The club has 5 teams playing in the Northwest County Squash League this season, including in Division 1. It's the first time ever that a Bollington team has been in the Northwest's top division. Ahead of the season, they've recruited 2 professional players. Lewis Doughty is ranked in the top 250 in the world and plays at tournaments around the world, including recently in the USA and Canada.
If you are going to become a successful pro player, you'd sort of aim to turn pro around 16. But I took a different route. Like, I went to college and university and didn't play too much. But I took a year out to live in Australia. And strangely, really got into squash over there. So yeah, it was unexpected. But then once I'd made that decision, I came back to England and sort of applied myself to it like full time. I started to get a few good results, like when I turned pro. That sort of takes you like up the rankings, and then you're able to get into sort of bigger and better tournaments. It requires quite a lot of travelling as well, like at that stage. So I just played a tour in America, a few tournaments in Canada, and then from there, the plan would be to sort of get into higher, bigger tournaments from there, and eventually you would end up on like the world stage where you're playing in quite glamorous locations. To be at the top of the game, which I'm not quite, you have to be unbelievably dedicated. There's a lot of sacrifice. It's a great lifestyle. You get to travel the world and meet all types of people, and it's a very good community. But in terms of like the payment, like you're not going to get a lot for what you put in.
Absolutely. And obviously, people might be wondering, I wonder what he's doing at Bollington Squash Club. So would you mind telling listeners a little bit about why you're here at Bollington and kind of what the North West Counties Division 1 Elite League is all about?
The North West Counties is one of the best leagues in the country. The standard of squash is very high. So they have at least, there's five players in each team, and at least the top two are full-time professionals. So I think there are a few of the top 20 in the world play in the Northwest. So it's a really high standard. And Bollington have just been promoted from the second division. So when they did go up, I think they were looking for two good players. So I actually play number two. There's a guy called Simon Herbert, who's an up-and-coming English player. So look out for him. He plays number one. The team nights are really like what we sort of live for, I think. It's like your bread and butter of the squash world. Like I say, it is a really small community and you kind of know everyone within it. But it's great to have those competitive matches like week in, week out. Sort of keeps you sharp and ticking over and play in front of the crowd with the referee. And it's quite a good social night. Like you'll see a few people turning up, like having a beer and stuff after work. So it's great. It's a good environment. I think playing professionally, it's like you're on your own, and there's not really anyone to help you or support you at these tournaments. So that kind of like camaraderie that you get from a team night is a great thing, and it sort of helps to spur you on. Everyone seems really friendly and welcoming. The courts seem great, like really well looked after. Just seems like a really nice club.
Obviously, you play tournaments all around the world, but do you enjoy these club nights just as much?
I do, yeah. That's the one thing I've really missed, like during the pandemic and everything, because I think it's only the second match in about 2 years. I've really missed that. Especially, it gives you, like I play Yorkshire League as well, so that's on a Wednesday night. It just gives you two like dates in the calendar each week to sort of base your training around and gear up towards. So it's crucial.
Alongside the two professionals, the club takes great pride in developing its own homegrown talent. George Lomas started at the club at the age of 8 and made his debut for the first team in Division 1 when they hosted Warrington in their first home fixture of the new season.
Just under 10 years I've been at the club. As a junior going through the pathway, it's been good to see others around, and I'm kind of inspiring other juniors at the club to get into the sport, and it's good. In the winter, Chris Ogden puts loads of programmes on for all the juniors, and on Saturdays I mainly train for Bollington with the juniors, and it's just kind of sessions that Chris run, and it's just drills, gameplay, mix of both, and being around like better players than me. So Chris has always been my like player to beat at the top level, so he's inspired me most, and then obviously I've worked my way up the squash ladder and players above me. Skill level in squash is very demanding, and I think as a player you've just got to balance out the two. Obviously you've got to work on your fitness, but also the skill, you can't let that drop, and you just got to keep thriving for better. I love the junior section, like England squash put on so many tournaments, and it's helped me so much.
Absolutely. And when you first came to your squash session here, did you ever imagine where it would take you and actually you'd still be involved as dedicated as you are now?
I just thought it was a sport, so I played loads of sports as a kid, and it was just another sport. And I remember buying my first squash racket, didn't have a clue what shape it was or anything. And I just went to Sports Direct, got this cheapest squash racket and just hit it as hard as I could against the wall. And Chris was like, George, what are you doing? And it was good, yeah. It's took me a long way.
Absolutely. And what does it mean to you, I guess, to have gone all the way through the clubs? You started here, you've obviously started at Div 6 or Div 5. Now you just played your first game in Division 1. What does that mean to you?
For me personally, it's just a base of getting used to that level, and I'm very happy how I performed, and the speed that the game was played tonight was quite high, but I got used to it in the third, got a few points. I think the players around me obviously have helped me. thrive for being better. And I think as a winter sport, it's good to have on the side as along like other sports. And it's winter sport, so it's indoor and play at any time of year. As soon as you step onto that court, it's just a different zone. Adrenaline kicks in and you just relax and do what you enjoy, to be honest. And I've not really been great at school in my life, but sport as a whole just helped me get through and forget about the bad times and get along with the good.
George came through the club's junior coaching programme, which is led by head coach Chris Ogden. The programme is open to juniors from the age of 4 upwards, with the club wanting to create a clear pathway of progression through the club and beyond.
George is one of our kind of junior success stories. He started as a beginner at our junior coaching sessions, and then as he's progressed over the years, he's worked his way into the men's teams, and then obviously now playing first division squash for us on a Tuesday night. So a great kind of example of the pathway working and getting kids to basically play good high level squash.
What are your kind of hopes as a club, as a coach, for this kind of season? What have you set a target? What are your hopes?
Start of the season, we wanted to keep our first team in Division One. That was, I think, the main goal, because now we're there, we don't want to be coming back down again. And this season we've put 5 teams into the North West County Squash Leagues, I think for the first time since maybe the mid-70s, early 80s. So our club's rapidly growing, and we just want to make sure we've got a competitive team in every division of the league. So there's somewhere for everyone to play, no matter what standard you play at. The aim is to try and get the coaching programme as a natural feeder into the club itself. So I guess like George again, he's started off as a junior, but now he's a huge member of the team, and he's there every match night, and it's given him a hobby for life, hopefully, as well as a young person growing up. So I think it's a great all round club sport.
And Division One fixtures are on Tuesday night, tend to be home 1 week, away the other week. And I guess the message is just for people to come down and support Bollington.
Yeah, no, definitely. If you're free one evening and you want to have a look at maybe a new sport you've not seen before, it is a great thing to come down and have a nosy at. And yeah, fixtures every other week, really, home and away. So check our Facebook page for the fixture updates. We post on there quite regularly. So yeah, be able to follow the action on there.